This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed Tuesday to set up a mechanism to observe a ceasefire in Syria. The agreement came at the end of 2 days of peace talks in Kazakhstan among representatives of the Syrian government and rebel groups. The United Nations is appealing for $4.63 billion to assist nearly 5 million Syrian refugees and millions of people hosting them in neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations plans to provide life-saving assistance to more than 4.7 million Syrian refugees. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi says the appeal also will support 4.4 million people, hosting them in Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt. Grandi says most Syrian refugees fall below the poverty line. He notes 70% of those in need are women and children. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved the building of 2,500 new homes in the West Bank, most located in areas where Jewish settlers already live. Palestinians claim the West Bank as their territory and oppose Jewish settlements there. The Iraqi government says its security forces have taken complete control of eastern Mosul from the Islamic State group. IS fighters are now pushed into west Mosul and have lost control of all 5 bridges crossing the Tigris River, the grounds of Mosul University, and the Nineveh ruins. Britain's Supreme Court ruled 8-3 Tuesday that Parliament must approve plans to trigger the country's exit from the European Union. It says the ruling was based on the view that withdrawing from the EU would both cut off a source of British law and change rights enjoyed by British citizens. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump moved Tuesday to advance construction of 2 oil pipelines in the U.S. The action overturns the policies of former President Barack Obama, who objected to the projects on environmental grounds. Mr. Trump signed executive orders calling for new negotiations to allow construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. He also signed orders to expedite reviews of environmental concerns related to manufacturing issues, and the new president said he would make an appointment next week to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the vacancy left last year by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. Here's the latest on the U.S. cabinet confirmation process. President Trump's choice for Secretary of Health, Education, and Health and Human Services faced tough questioning Tuesday during a second round of confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill. Nikki Haley's nomination to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations moved a step closer to full Senate confirmation Tuesday when the Foreign Relations Committee overwhelmingly approved her nomination. Meanwhile, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee forced a 1-week delay of its vote on Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. The president's budget director nominee, Congressman Mick Mulvaney, was questioned by the Senate Budget Committee, and the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee Tuesday unanimously approved Ben Carson as Housing Secretary. The White House said Tuesday that President Donald Trump continues to believe that voting by millions of undocumented immigrants cost him a victory in the national popular vote in November's election. Election officials who have analyzed the November 8th vote say there were almost no indications of voter fraud, certainly not on the scale Trump cites. China has warned the United States it could not retreat from claims that it controls the South China Sea. A foreign ministry spokeswoman said her government has what she called indisputable sovereignty over the South China Sea islands and their adjacent waters. She said the United States is not a party to the South China Sea issue. Her remarks came in response to U.S. White House spokesman Sean Spicer's comments Monday that the U.S. would defend international territories, including the South China Sea. Witnesses say at least 7 policemen were killed in an explosion in Somalia Tuesday. The explosion occurred at a base used by units from the Somali police force in the town of Afgoye. Italian rescuers say the death toll from last week's avalanche at an Italian hotel has risen to 14. Search crews in Italy found 5 more bodies overnight from the rubble of the Hotel Rigo Piano in the town of Farandole. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.